It's time now for Tournament Fever with Travis Krenz on KORN News Radio, FM 101.3, AM 1490, and online at KORNradio.com. Tournament Fever brought to you by Agronomy Plus in Mitchell, Valley Station in Armour, and Rock Creek in Howard. Now here's your host for Tournament Fever, Travis Krenz.
Live at the Howard Johnson in Rapid City, Travis Krenz here. It's Tournament Fever as the Mitchell boys have just arrived here at the Howard Johnson along with the coaching staff. And we'll talk with the players and talk with the head coach, Riker Kreitzfeldt, as well as we start our Tournament Fever show here on a Thursday evening, coming up on a quarter to six back home, quarter to five here out west. And we've got a packed house here at the Howard Johnson as we get ready for a little send-off here for the Mitchell boys. Still about 3 hours away or so from tip-off. It'll be 7:45 Central Time or Mountain Time, 8:45 Central between Mitchell and Pierre. It'll be the three-seed Colonels and the six-seed Governors. Let's take a look at what we've had here in Rapid City so far. Two games into the tournament. Pretty close games thus far. Number one, Jefferson. They did hold on to defeat Harrisburg 53-41, so the one seed Jefferson, they advance. A pretty close game. Harrisburg got off to a good start, had an early lead in that first quarter, but then Jefferson, they would control the second half to advance to the semifinals. They will take on the number four seed, the Yankton Bucks. That might be a bit of an upset. Yankton, the four seed, beating number five Washington 58-51. I say it's an upset because I don't think any team was playing better than Washington here in the past month or so. The Warriors came into the tournament with nine straight victories. They beat Mitchell about a month ago, and then they went on to defeat number one Jefferson when Jefferson was undefeated at the time. That one about a month ago. So Washington, they were a very sneaky number five seed, and they were kind of a team that a lot of people thought could maybe reach the championship game, if not win the entire thing. But they do not get out of the first round. They lose to the four seed Yankton by seven. Mack Ryken, one of three Rykens on the team. Mack Ryken, he went off for 29 points, so he had half of their 58 for Yankton earlier this afternoon. We're still here about an hour away from tip-off as we get ready for the two-seed Lincoln taking on the seven-seed Roosevelt. Very important game here for Mitchell's purposes because we're going to play either the winner or loser of that one coming up here tomorrow night. If Mitchell wins, they'll play the winner of Lincoln and Roosevelt. If they lose, they'll play the loser of Lincoln and Roosevelt. And don't put Lincoln into the second round or semifinals just yet, as Roosevelt did beat Lincoln earlier this year. They did split both of their matchups. Lincoln won the first one, but Roosevelt, they won the last and most recent meeting. So we'll see if Roosevelt can pull off that upset here later on tonight. And then it's our final game. It's the Mitchell Colonels taking on the Pierre Governors. Again, Mitchell, they won the first meeting back on February 16th, 62-55. And Pierre, they shot just 3 of 14 from 3. They were 6 of 11 from the foul line, so they really limited what Pierre could do from the outside. Here we go. So they've got Lincoln Keenholz, the 6'3 senior, going to be a quarterback at Ohio State next year. He's the big star for Pierre, averaging 18 points per game. Again, terrific athlete, 50% shooter, but he does a lot of his damage here around the rim. Lots of dunks. This is a Pierre team that's very exciting and fun to watch. They can dunk it with the best of them, as we saw in the Corn Palace there back on February 16th. But you got to win the game. Pierre missed three dunks in that game, and they ended up losing by 7 points. So that was the big difference there. And the Governors also have Jackson Edmond, averaging around 13 points and 8 rebounds per game. He's a 6'7 big guy that can handle the ball as well, so he's just not a big guy around the basket. He's a guy that can shoot a little bit and also handle the ball around the perimeter. And they've got another guard, Ben Heisler. He's a 6'3 senior, kind of a surprise this year. Came a little bit out of nowhere. Heisler averaging 14 points, and he's a 63% shooter from the field. So those are the big three here for the Governors, Keenholz, Edmond, and Heisler. Again, combined, they average just around 35 to 40 points per game here for the Governors, led by their head coach, Brianna Kusler. And Kusler, first female to lead a AA boys team into the state tournament. Pierre averages 66 points per game, gives up just 54. Meanwhile, the Colonels, pretty similar. They average 62 a game while giving up 51 here in this season. Second year for head coach Riker Kreitzfeldt, as we'll talk to the coach here coming up shortly. Looking back at the history here of Mitchell versus Peer in the state tournament, back in 2012, they met in the semifinals. Mitchell ended up winning that one 55-47. Again, Colonels, they would go on to finish runners-up in that 2012 tournament to O'Gorman.
We say gold, you say
a little bit
black,
of a cheer
gold,
here.
Black, gold, black. We say number, you say one. Number,
one.
Number,
one.
Here we go. They're quick learners here in Mitchell. Very quick learners there. Again, these teams also met in the 2009 consolation semis. Peer won that one 71-66. They also met way back in 2005 in the first round of the state tournament. Peer ended up beating Mitchell 51-45. So that's some of the history over the past 20 years or so with Mitchell and Peer here in the state tournament. Again, a lot of big expectations here for the Colonels this year at 17-4. They're the number three seed, and this is the highest seed that they've been in this run, and they have not won a quarterfinal game here the past 2 years. Ended up losing that heartbreaker to Harrisburg last year in triple overtime over in Sioux Falls. So things building here for the Colonels. They finished seventh 2 years ago. They were sixth last year, and trying to at least win this first round matchup.
Appreciate you guys all coming out here tonight. Long drive, bad weather, and to have this kind of turnout just at the pep rally is what makes Mitchell different, right? This is what makes Mitchell different.
Head coach Riker Kreitzfeld, some thoughts here to the crowd before the pep rally.
Having that kind of support is just huge, right? It's just huge. And you know, like if you went to the afternoon games today and, you know, Yankton brought a big crowd, you look at the other crowds, it's not happening. Right? It's not happening. There's no support there. Okay? But I just can't tell you how much it means to me to have you guys all here and have you guys here early, and some of you guys had to drive out yesterday to get here. How much it means to me, how much it means to our guys, and then, you know, the effort that goes into this on stuff that I know nothing about, getting all this set up, you know, the cheerleaders doing everything that they do, decorating hallways, things like that, and then all the students getting themselves out here, you know, it's I'm just really, really thankful. And, you know, I'm going to talk some more here later, but I would just end it with, you know, this has been a special year. And I would just, you know, I would just say this is a group that's a lot of fun to cheer for. And the way they play and how they treat each other and how unselfish they are, it's a really fun group, and they deserve you guys all being here. So I really appreciate it.
Head coach Riker Kreitzfeld there addressing the crowd here at the pep rally. Here live in Rapid City, we are at the Howard Johnson. We'll take a quick timeout and run through some of the other scores as well. Class A tournament in Sioux Falls. And the Class B is in Aberdeen. We're back in 3 minutes. KORN.
Agronomy Plus in Mitchell, Rock Creek in Howard, and Valley Station in Armour are your 100% locally owned team of agronomy experts. They offer Agronomy 365, which provides info in real time to make decisions that result in better, more profitable farming. They know you and your operation with service beyond compare. Get a jump on spring planting with Agronomy Plus in Mitchell or Rock Creek in Howard, Valley Station in Armour. They are Ag Done Right, the American way.
It is Tournament Fever here live from the Howard Johnson Hotel in Rapid City. I am Travis Krenz, as having some fun here with the Colonel Faithful. They're popping marshmallows in their mouth. That's what they're doing right here. We'll talk to the head coach, Riker Kreitzfeld, here momentarily. But let's take a look at the other state tournaments. Class A's at the Premier Center in Sioux Falls. The one seed Dakota Valley, they won their 51st consecutive game, defeating number 8 Hot Springs 80-47. Don't know if anybody's going to defeat Dakota Valley this year, looking for their second consecutive state championship. They will take on the number 5 seed Hamlin. Hamlin boys, they defeat number 4 Sioux Valley 72-64. Hamlin, led by former Mitchell head coach Todd Neuendorf, took that job last season. Hamlin's not made the state tournament in 30 years. So wherever Todd Neuendorf goes, he turns things around and turns it around quite quickly. The Hamlin girls last week, they won their state tournament, the Class A's up in Watertown. So who knows? Hamlin's going to have their hands full as they'll take on Dakota Valley in one of those Class A semifinals tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. the nighttime session here, getting ready to tip off here. They should have tip off here coming up here in just a few minutes if they have not done so already. The 2-seed St. Thomas More takes on the 7-seed Elk Point Jefferson. Then the final game tonight is the number 6-seed Mount Vernon Plankinton taking on number 3 Sioux Falls Christian. That game scheduled for a 7:45 tip off. Shawn Michaels in Sioux Falls at Corn Country 92.1. You can listen to that game here in Mitchell and also at corncountry921.com. MVP boys making their first state tournament appearance since 2017, but they play an excellent Sioux Falls Christian team. Had a chance to watch them in Madison last week as they beat Hanson by around 40 points in that SODAC 16 qualifier. Then in the Class B tournament, the 1-seed Lower Brule, they ended up advancing, defeating Castlewood 67-55. And the 5-seed White River, they also advanced, defeating the 4-seed Faith 72-56. So it'll be a Lower Brule and White River in the 1 semifinal at 6 o'clock coming up here tomorrow night in Aberdeen. Q107.3, we've got coverage right now. Clinton Greenway up in Aberdeen as the 7-seed Ethan taking on the number 2-seed Aberdeen Christian. Then that's followed by the 3-seed Smits versus the 6-seed Viberg Hurley at 7:45 tonight. So first time in a while that the Ethan boys, they've made it. It's been 9 years, 2014, since the Ethan boys had been there. Their girls, of course, they made the state tournament in Huron there just 1 week ago. So the Mitchell Colonels and the Pierre Governors getting ready for their second matchup here of the season. Getting a lot of expectations with this Colonels team. They last won it all back in 2005. They've been runners-up in 2008, 2011, and 2012. So they had a good run there through the mid to late 2000s and looking to win that first-round game. You can't win it all unless you win that first one. And Mitchell has not won a quarterfinal matchup in 11 years. So that is the first order of business tonight. Win that first round matchup since 2012. Meanwhile, for the Pierre Governors, they're the 6-seed at 14-7. They came on strong to end the season. Ended up beating Roosevelt 68-63. Then they took down Jefferson 84-73. Then they won their SONAC 16 matchup against O'Gorman 64-49. Kind of misleading. That game was about a 4 or 5 point game with about 90 seconds to go. But O'Gorman ended up losing that one to the 6-seed Pierre Governors. And first time since 2017 that the Governors have made it, and they won it all back in 2013. Let's talk here with the head coach. Riker Kreitzfeldt joins us here as we continue Tournament Fever live in Rapid City as they get some more pregame activities here. Head coach joins us. A lot of people, loud atmosphere. We like it here. What's it been like last couple days for you guys? And we got, maybe a couple hundred people here at the hotel.
Yeah, it's loud in here. I'd like to hear what this sounds like on the radio. I'm sure it's I'm sure it's noisy, but it's been a lot of fun. The way Mitchell handles a state tournament for their high school basketball team is a lot different than what other teams do. Mm-hmm. Mitchell makes a big deal out of it, and Mitchell has people that drive up a day early just in case they don't want to, the roads and things mm-hmm. like that, and Mitchell has pep rallies before the game, which, I tell coaches about that, and they're just blown away that we do something like that. It's a special place, and it's been a good couple days, but, we're ready to fast forward about 2.5 hours.
You feel like people expect something big to happen this weekend. You got Pierre tonight, and we'll see what comes the rest of the weekend. But you feel like those expectations are more than maybe people thought 3 months ago. We go through the season, see how things go. But I think people expect maybe something special tonight, maybe something special coming up here these next couple of days.
Yeah, there's been a difference in this year than there has been in past years, and it was a hard thing to explain until I kind of got into it, the difference has been, the last 2 years when we won that SODAC game, that felt like the pinnacle. That felt like we accomplished something, and then you try to get things turned around. You try to be like, well, now we got to do something in the state tournament, but that just wasn't the mentality, and that's not something you can control. But this year, and we talked about it today, that's not how it's felt. It's felt like, we felt like a check mark, got it done, got to the state tournament, and these guys are still really hungry and really excited to play.
You had a big send-off there throughout town on Tuesday. What was that like going through the schools and kind of getting that big send-off as you headed out of town?
Yeah, it was awesome. It was great to have, you know, the administrative support behind that with our superintendent and our elementary schools allowing us to do that. That's something we haven't gotten a chance to do. And, you know, I didn't get to go because I had school, but I saw videos and pictures, and, you know, those are memories that kids will remember forever. You know, these guys, the young guys. And then, you know, as we leave, you have all the parents that are lined up on Burr Street. You know, it's just, you know, it's that's those things that you remember. You know, those are those things that always stick with you.
You've got Rapid City, the location this year. We were here a couple of years ago. They weren't done with the new arena yet. I think this is the first tournament in the new arena. What's it been like going in there? From the outside, it seems kind of like the Premier Center, maybe a slightly smaller version. But how does it compare to the Sioux Falls location last year?
It feels a lot like that. Huh? You know, there's a lot of space on the ends, which is a little bit different. But it's really similar to the Denny. And when you're on the floor, you know, it's further back than the Corn Palace is, but it's the same type of idea where, you know, it's a big bowl and things like that. But it's good. It's been great. You know, they've been doing a great job. They've been doing cool things before the games with intros and videos and things like that. And, you know, they got the team logos all hung up. You know, they did a really good job this year, I thought, so far.
Yeah, I mean, you were there at the Pentagon last year, and they did such a great job a couple of years ago with the girls. That was kind of a different atmosphere with the intros and kind of the logos, as you mentioned. I don't know if they got that idea from the Pentagon, but have you seen more of that kind of Pentagon-type atmosphere with these state tournaments to add a little juice to it?
Yeah, you know, I think definitely this year, you know, we came out here 2 years ago, and it was missing that, you know. Mm-hmm. There wasn't anything in the arena. If you walked in between game sessions, you wouldn't know a high school basketball tournament was going on there. But this year they've made some changes to that, and you know it's a good environment. And yeah, we're looking forward to playing in it.
Head coach Riker Kreitzfeldt joins us here, getting ready for the Peer Governors here in about two and a half hours. Going into this game, how do you balance the X's and O's versus just telling your guys to play? This is a very veteran group. They've been here 3 straight years. How do you balance that of here's what we want to do versus just go out, you guys know what to do, you guys know how to beat this Governor team?
Yeah, you know, we spent a lot of time last week just competing, you know, in practice, just playing as much as we can, you know, having them get after each other, really competitive stuff. And then this week we slowed things down and we, you know, talked about everything Peer does, from defense to offense to sets to baselines. And, you know, by the time they get here, when we do that, that's all, they have it. You know, they have it down. It's not something we have to focus on because they know what the plan is. So, you know, now it's just about going and playing. And these guys are excited to do that for sure.
That first Peer game, 7-point margin, very, very close throughout, came down to the final couple of minutes. So what did you see from that Peer game that maybe you didn't see the first time around? And what do you expect to show you different here this meeting here a month later?
You know, since they played us, they haven't played that zone. They played just man-to-man. From what I've seen, maybe I missed it, but it looked like just man-to-man to me. But Jackson Edmonds has been playing really well. Ben Heisler had 26 in that game against Sioux Falls Jefferson. So those two guys have been stepping up big. But, you know, they just, you know, against O'Gorman, they made some shots early and got up, and, you know, they were able to hold on to the lead from there. They're doing a lot of the same things. They're just doing some of those things better.
And I don't know if it was an upset, but Washington lost to Yankton. I think a lot of people thought Washington would make a run in this tournament. They had won 9 in a row. They ended up losing, even though they were the 5 seed. They were kind of the hot team coming into it. Mac Reichen looks like he got hot with 29. But we kind of talked about how deep this field is. Yankton, Washington, kind of a toss-up. And Harrisburg got an early lead on Jefferson. So, like we've said, I don't think there's a lot of difference between 8 and 1 in this tournament, because there's going to be a pretty good 8th-place team that doesn't win a game, even more so than maybe in recent years.
Yeah, for sure. You know, there's if anybody in this tournament didn't think they had a chance, then they thought wrong. You know, from Harrisburg to us to Jefferson to Sioux Falls Roosevelt, everybody has a shot. And Yankton as well is really good, and that's another team that people kind of slept on. That's been playing really well. But, you know, the depth of this, the depth of the field, it's going to be an absolute beatdown on the winner. You know, it's going to be tough, and, you know, the toughest team's going to win. But whoever wins, it's definitely going to deserve it.
Head coach Riker Kreitzfeldt joins us here, our Tournament Fever show. Are we ready for the players?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, we'll take a quick timeout. We'll come back with the players. We'll talk with the seniors, other folks on the varsity as well. Head coach Riker Kreitzfeldt here joins us. We're back in 2 minutes. We'll take a two-minute timeout. Come back here, talk to some of the Colonel Boy players here live in Rapid City. We're back in 2 minutes. Tournament Fever on KORN.
Agronomy Plus in Mitchell, Rock Creek in Howard, and Valley Station in Armour are your 100% locally owned team of agronomy experts. They offer Agronomy 365, which provides info in real time to make decisions that result in better, more profitable farming. They know you and your operation with service beyond compare. Get a jump on spring planting with Agronomy Plus in Mitchell or Rock Creek in Howard, Valley Station in Armour. They are ag done right, the American way.
It is our Tournament Fever show. Travis Grins with you here live at the Howard Johnson Hotel. A lot of Colonel fans. They're very loud Colonel fans as well. Very loud. They can make noise. There you go. And we got 8:45, the tip-off Central Time here against the Pierre Governors. Talking here to the players. Let's see. Or introduce yourself. We got Dylan Solick again. Just introduce yourself, what year you're at, and what positions you play this year.
Yeah, my name's Dylan Solick. I am a senior, and I am a guard.
Dylan, your senior year here, it seems like you've reached another level last couple weeks. It's kind of been intentional as you kind of get to the end here of your run as the kind of leader of this team. What's these last couple weeks been like with some big games and big wins?
Yeah, I've just been trying to enjoy it and make it count, really. You know, I've been feeling pretty confident the past couple weeks, and, you know, it's shown.
You played Pierre a couple of weeks ago, about a month ago, ended up winning. What was your memories from that game? A huge crowd at the Corn Palace, and a game kind of came down to those final minutes.
What I remember is Lincoln Keenel scored 25 points on me, so I'm going to try to do a better job tonight. But, yeah, it was a good win. You know, Marcus played pretty well. Like Coach said, he was the X factor. It's a good win for us.
And you usually get that top score, that top perimeter guy for the other team. What's that mentality been like of even if you don't score 15 or 20, you still got a chance to make an impact on the defensive side?
Well, the biggest thing is just try not to let them score, you know, make everything tough for them. And, you know, they'll get some buckets here and there, but just got to make everything tough and make them work for it.
Going to Northern State here for baseball next year, what was that decision like, and how'd you ended up at Northern State?
It was kind of a crazy process, and I was initially planning on making my decision after basketball, but I kind of felt relieved once I made the decision. You know, during basketball season, and I kind of felt like I could just let loose the rest of the basketball season. So it was definitely a relief making that decision.
Final question for you. I got some inside information.
Oh gosh. Okay.
What does being a dog mean? Can you say any? Can you say it on the radio? Can you clean it up on the radio? I don't know.
Being a dog is just kind of working your tail off and not really caring about, you know, what anyone else may think. Just giving everything your all.
There we go. Makes sense. Dylan Solick, senior. Congratulations on a great career. Let's see who else we got. Who wants the mic next? Aiden Myers. There we go. Aiden Myers, senior point guard, taking over the point guard duties this year. What was it like last year? He got some playing time in that second half of the season. How important was that going into this year? Here's a senior, kind of what you had to do last year.
I mean, obviously it's really important. Yeah. The more experience you get, I mean, the better you're going to be playing.
Mm-hmm. Going into this year's state tournament, is there a different feeling around this team? You go to Sioux Falls last year. You were a 3 seed. You got some expectations this year. What's kind of been the difference here this trip around?
We're kind of talking about it this morning, all of us. I think the difference this year is that we're just more hungry to, you know, we're not just happy to be here. We're trying to win some games, and I think that's the big difference.
There we go. Who else we got? Who's next? Charlie, we got Marcus.
Marcus,
go down the line that way. We'll go to Charlie next. Mr. Charlie McArdle, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Did you win this? What was this contest here? Did you win this thing here?
Oh, I crushed it. I didn't win it. I crushed it.
Crushed it.
Mean steal, actually.
There we go. Steal with the passes.
Marshmallow throwing.
Yep. Get you down. Or marshmallow throwing. Charlie McArdle, playing against taller players in the post, what's that been like for you? You've gone up against some, you know, 7-footers this year, done pretty well. Kind of what's your mentality defensive-wise here against some of these bigger post players you've seen in AA?
Well, before a game, I always tell myself right before coach will tell me that I have to guard the like JT Rock or Altov, then I'll be like, my mindset will be, well, they're not going to go right through me. Mm-hmm. And if they're going to, then I'm going to fall and I'm going to get a charge and go on the other way.
Taking a charge, is that what, would you like to do that more than anything else? Maybe next to scoring, would you like to get pumped up, take the charge like that?
I would for sure like to block Keenholz tonight.
Oh, there you go. He ain't going to get to the rim.
He's not getting up.
When you take, oh, there you go. When you got a team like Pierre, obviously they like to dunk, they like to show off, whatever they like to do. Does that give you some extra motivation, knowing that, that like they do that every game? And how does that affect your mentality here of just no dunks, no layups tonight?
Well, the dunks, and they get, that gets them momentum. So we're not affected by it, and we're just gonna go out and grab it, and we're going right back at you.
They count as two. They don't count as five or six.
We're gonna go right score down, score layup. So
there you go. You've been known to celebrate once in a while, sometimes?
A little bit.
What are they kind of spontaneous things? Like, all right, I'm just pumped up, I'm going to do something here?
Oh, yeah.
What have kind of been your favorite celebrations?
Some of my favorite celebrations this year, I'd probably have to say when I ran that kid over from Sturgis.
Okay.
And then when I get an and one, I like to hit the flex.
Good. The double bicep again.
Yep. And then when Steele got an and one, I remember, I can't remember what game it was, I gave him a nice little chest bump.
Nice. You did the, I think you did the little guy one once.
The little guy.
The little guy.
I would do that to Heisler.
You're too small to guard me.
Yep.
I don't know if I dreamt this, but I think you did a guitar once.
The guitar in Brandon, yeah.
Yes. I'm like, all right, he's doing a guitar, I believe.
Strumming the guitar.
Is that what he's doing? So we'll see. Hopefully you got a lot of time to celebrate this weekend.
We'll see.
All right. Who do we got next? Got Steele. All right, Steele Morgan, senior here for the Colonels. Going to Dakota Wesleyan next year, made that decision here a couple weeks ago. What was that like? Was that a pretty easy decision to stay here in Mitchell?
Oh, yeah, I was a relief, especially in the middle of the season. I feel like a lot of like pressure came off of me, and yeah.
Going into this tournament again, what's that different feeling been like as far as you got to win this first one? Obviously, you want to play on Saturday night, but a lot of expectations here
just
for this
tournament. Just like Aiden said, we had a meeting this morning, and Coach kind of showed us a video on Villanova, and we talked about how we have to come out hungry, and we can't just, like, after that first game, the Sodai 16 game, we can't be like, we made it, so now it's, like, over, but we got to keep going, keep grinding, keep climbing the mountain.
This is your third straight appearance, so where's that tournament experience, do you think, where does that come in at? Because Pierre hasn't been here for a while. Mm-hmm. They maybe got some football experience, not basketball experience. How do you guys use that to your advantage here tonight?
We had a lot of seniors. I mean, all four seniors starting, so I feel like that helps a lot, and yeah, so
here we go. It. Perfect. Steele Morgan, senior here for the Colonels. Who we got next?
Give it to Mark.
Marcus. Got Gavin, got Marcus. We got the underclassman here, Marcus Talley. First time in the varsity. You've had a couple of really nice games, exciting play to watch. What's it been like? Has it come easy to you? It seems very easy at times. You've had some big games, especially against Pierre there a month ago.
No, it's not easy. No. It's just,
it looks easy.
No, you just go out and play.
There we
have
go.
Have fun.
What are you kind of expecting against Pierre tonight? You had a couple of big shots in that first matchup, and kind of what are you looking at for Pierre? Maybe something you can take advantage of here tonight.
Just get back in transition and don't let them get dunks.
There we go. 3-point shooting. I mean, that's been a big thing for you this year. You've hit some big shots. I mean, how much better can you get as a 3-point shooter? I think you were at 50% there earlier in the season. Kind of, where can your game grow here as you go to your junior and senior years and, you know, become more of a leader on this team? Kind of, what do you want to work on here in the offseason?
Probably getting stronger and just working on my defense and stuff.
There we go. Marcus Talley here, a sophomore guard for the Colonels. There we go. Who else we got? There you go. All right. Got Gavin Silk up here. Gavin, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
Very good. Coming off the bench here, junior, so you've got one more year. What's it been like? Because you got you and Colton here, the two bench guys who would start for a lot of teams here in the state. How do you kind of view your role on this team coming off the bench as, you know, that sixth or seventh starter?
I'd say my role's, I'm open, I'm shooting it. That's my role right there.
There we go.
Sums it up.
What's it kind of been like here as a junior? We've talked kind of about what about the atmosphere in the past couple of weeks at the Corn Palace, the Pierre game, the O'Gorman game, even the Brandon Valley game on the road. That had a great crowd. What's that been? Does that get you guys motivated when you see big crowds like that?
For sure, yeah. Those games are real fun to play in. It's just all the fans really get you going.
I got to talk about something I saw a while ago from you.
All right.
The promposal, I believe.
Yep.
Okay. I don't remember what game it was. I'm sure you do, but I think you had a pretty good game.
All right.
I'm sure it was a big talk before the game about I'm going to do this after the game. How did you decide this is the time? You assume you're probably going to they're going to say yes. What mm-hmm. was the idea behind the promposal here about a month ago?
Well, I definitely wanted to do it in a game that we're going to win.
Good.
Didn't want to be a little sad about
no.
it, but knew she was going to say yes, so
may Sturgis, as well. So. And you played pretty well, I think I remember.
Mm-hmm.
So there we go.
He was against Sturgis, yeah.
There we go. Gavin Sokupka, nice season. We'll see you out there. We got Colton Smith next. I'll make it quick. Colton Smith, the freshman. First game here on, you score 20 points. You come out, unbelievable game. Kind of what were your expectations as a freshman going into this year? And you've made a big impact already, big things in your future. What was kind of when you got everything going in that Huron game, what was that like for you? Was it expected? Were you surprised? Like, did you know how much you were going to play?
I was surprised.
You were surprised?
Yeah, I just wanted to get it in play.
And I think you own Watertown. You had a big game there a few weeks ago. You just killed Watertown. You did pretty well last week as well. Matchup-wise, you got a big size advantage on Watertown. Is that something that you kind of expected going into those games? They don't have really many two big guys? Or
yeah, I didn't think I was going to be that dominant, but yeah.
They just keep feeding you the ball and you're open. You just keep laying it in. There you go. Kind of what are your expectations against Peer? Again, they got Jackson Edmond. He's a big guy at 6'7", but kind of where do you see your role in this game tonight?
Lock up keyholes.
There we go. That's the key. Perfect. Anybody else?
AJ.
AJ, we got AJ at the end here. And AJ, we got AJ, Gavin here at the end. AJ Simpson, senior here for the Colonels this year. There we go. You're going to Dakota State for football. Again, was that a pretty easy decision for you? And they made that here a few weeks ago. What went into your collegiate decision this year?
They were really the only school that had talked to me, so it was a pretty easy decision.
There we go.
I still just thought about what I want to do with my future, and they're a pretty good school of education, and that's what I want to go into. So
teacher education?
Yep. So that definitely factored into that decision, and I love playing football. So
there we go. Yeah. The chemistry on this team seems like a pretty tight-knit team. How has that developed here over the past couple of years?
Well, a lot of us hang out outside of basketball practice, and in practice, it's just like a brotherhood. We're always backing each other up. We're always there for each other, no matter what.
There we go. AJ Simpson, senior. AJ, congratulations.
Thank you.
Anybody else? We got Gavin. All right, Gavin, you ready to go tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Kind of what are your expectations? You played Peer there a month ago, very exciting game at the Corn Palace, and based on film study and everything the coaches have told you, what do you expect here tonight?
We just got to go out and play a good game, and we can make mistakes, but just got to, I don't know, really just be tough out there and don't give up and go play hard.
And you see a big crowd here, and hopefully everybody's going to be at the arena tonight, and you have that edge. Is that going to, I think, give you an extra edge tonight?
I think so.
With a big crowd?
I think having a lot of people here is going to really help us out.
Again, what are your maybe fun things you want to do here outside of basketball in Rapid City? I don't know what you guys did a couple of years ago, but is there any plans? Hopefully you got
go to the sword store in the mall.
Get some swords?
Yeah.
All righty. There we go. Gavin Erickson, thanks a lot. There we go. Perfect. All right, that should do it. Our player interviews there with our seniors and everybody else, Colton Smith and Marcus Stanley, everybody else. We'll take one final timeout and come back here as we wrap it up. Our Tournament Fever show here live in Rapid City. We're back in 2 minutes on KORN.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
Travis Grins here, Tournament Fever show as we wrap it up. Another big crowd on Ann here at the Howard Johnson.
Go Beagle!
Go Beagle!
Go Beagle!
Go Beagle!
Go Beagle!
There we we go. Big crowd on hand tonight. Again, our coverage continues at 8:30 tonight Central Time. We'll have our pregame show right here on KORN. Tip-off, if everything's on time, should be at 8:45 Central, 7:45 Mountain. It's the 3-seed Colonels at 17-4, taking on the 6-seed Peer Governors at 14-7. You kind of look at what the things stand here, where it's the, with AA, you got the 1-seed Jefferson. They defeated number 9 Harrisburg, 53-41, so they advance. You've got the 4-seed Yankton. They beat the 5-seed Washington earlier today, 58-51, and they're going on here momentarily at the Monument here, the Summit Arena Monument in Rapid City. It's the 2-seed Lincoln versus the number 7-seed Roosevelt. Big time game, a lot of anticipation for the state tournament. Starts here in just a couple of hours with the Peer Governor. So we'll be back here in about two and a half hours here with our pregame show coverage. A lot of people out here in Rapid City. I would say Mitchell probably has more people than any other school out here at the moment. So our pregame show continues here in 2 hours. We'll be back at 8:30 tonight. Travis Crins here at the Howard Johnson in Rapid City as our tournament coverage continues here on KORN.
You've been listening to Tournament Fever with Travis Crins on KORN News Radio, FM 101.3, AM 1490, and online at KORNradio.com. Tournament Fever is brought to you by Agronomy Plus in Mitchell, Valley Station in Armour, and Rock Creek in Howard. This has been a sports presentation of KORN Mitchell, a division of NedVed Media, LLC.